So, Vicky, will you be able to tell us a little bit about yourself? You're a mum of two, is that right? And you belong to Aylsham Church. And if I just give you the microphone, if you could just say a few things.
Sure. Yep, so, hello, morning. It's really good to be with you this morning. Thank you for inviting me over. Yeah, so I'm Vicky. As Phil said, I'm Luke, my husband's here with me, and I've got my two girls, Evie and Ava. And yeah, we're part of Aylsham Community Church, so I've got some friends here with me from church as well. I work for Relational Mission a couple of days a week, so yeah, that's me.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you've got an exciting testimony to tell this morning, so we're just really keen to hear that. But firstly, the children are going to go upstairs. My wife keeps me in check. Okay, so I just want to pray for the children as they go up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our young people. So so it's year three and younger will be going up. The Rivers group are going to stay in and listen this morning. Lord, we just thank you for our children. Lord, we thank you for what they're going to learn. We thank you for our leaders who are going to be up ministering to them. And Lord, we just pray for an anointing. And Lord, we don't just want your presence here. We want your presence up there too. We want them to learn about you and know you more this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Have a good time, guys. Okay, so over to you then, Vicky. We're excited.
Right, yeah, so I've got a testimony of healing that I want to share with you, and it's really exciting. I get very excited to share my testimony with people because it reminds me of what God has done in my life, and it reminds me that the Jesus that I love and I know as my Lord and Saviour, that he's alive today and that he heals, and that he's real, and it greatly builds my faith to see even more healing in his name. So I'm going to share my story with you now. I'm going to refer to my notes a little bit. I do know my story, but I want to make sure that, yeah, I say it in the right way. And yeah, I just want to pray that the Holy Spirit would really take the words that you hear, put them deep down into your heart, and let them really affect you in terms of, you know, the Jesus that we have. He's real. He heals. So yeah. So this was a little while ago now. So at the end of 2014, in December, I was diagnosed with a type of cancer called Hodgkin lymphoma. I'd originally been to the doctors because I had just felt run down. I was a mum of two small children. I think Evie was about nearly three, and Ava was 9 months old. I thought, I'm a mum of two young children, I'm just tired. But my sister had encouraged me to go to the doctors because I thought my glands were swollen in my neck, thought I was run down. But yeah, it turned out that I had some tumours in my neck. So it was completely out of the blue. And I went through various biopsies and tests, and they confirmed that it was stage 3 cancer. And I had tumours not only in my neck, but they were the only place that I could feel them. I had some tumours at the top of my chest. And I know this sounds dramatic when I say, so the one at the top of my chest was 10 centimetres by 6 centimetres. So it was quite an aggressive form of cancer. I had some tumours under my arms, in my abdomen, and in my spleen. So in the January in 2015, I started my chemo. And there really is so many testimonies within my testimony that I could tell you in terms of God's provision and his absolute peace that we felt in terms of walking through this illness with him, the way he provided for us financially. But I want to focus on the healing this morning. So one Sunday morning, and at this stage I think I'd had 4 of the chemo treatments out of 12, one of our elders had been talking from the Gospel of Matthew in the Bible, where there's a woman, she's been ill for a number of years, but she reaches out and touches the hem of Jesus's garment as he's walking, And just by doing that, by her faith, he turns to her and says, by your faith, you are healed. And she's healed. And that really struck me that I needed to have real faith for my own healing. And that same Sunday morning, another one of our elders said, well, we're having a prayer meeting this evening. And I really feel that if you want healing, you need to be there tonight. So I was like, yeah, that is definitely me. I want to be healed. So I felt really stirred to go. And I went along to the prayer meeting that evening. And I was prayed for. And one of our elders anointed me with oil. But as I was being prayed for, I felt such an overwhelming touch of the Holy Spirit. And the way that that came through was all the areas where I told you that I had the tumors, so in my neck and my chest and my armpits and my spleen and my abdomen, I felt a burning sensation. And it wasn't anything that hurt, but it just felt like something was being burnt away. It wasn't like anything I'd ever felt before. And I absolutely felt in that moment that Jesus had healed me there and then as I was being prayed for. And I just want to encourage you as well that it was an ordinary prayer meeting and I was prayed for by ordinary members of our church, okay? And so because the only place I'd ever been able to feel the lumps myself was in my neck, I couldn't really be sure myself whether I had been healed because I had to wait for a scan to confirm. But I absolutely believed, and I believed so strongly that I had been healed in those moments that I'd been prayed for, that I wanted to share that publicly. I'm going to read this because this is really key. I wanted to declare the Lord's healing of me out loud, and in doing that, trample over any plans of the enemy that he had to undo what I knew Jesus had done in my body. So, you know, that's quite a bold thing to do. It's just a feeling that I had, but it was so overwhelmingly strong that I knew, I believed I'd been healed. So I did the next Sunday. I stood up in front of the church and I shared that part of my testimony, what I believed God had done in my body. And that was the level of my faith. And that's the level of my faith now for healing as well. So then I had to wait for my scan, my routine scan, which I was having 4 weeks later. And then my consultant phoned me with the results of my scan. And I remember so clearly sitting in my kitchen. I think Ava had gone up for a sleep, but Evie, the oldest one, was sitting there. We were having lunch. And my consultant phoned me. And she said on the phone that I'd had what they call a complete response to the chemo. Okay, so let me just explain that a little bit. It means that the cancer had gone from every place in my body. And she said that it was a miracle and that she couldn't explain it. And so I absolutely believe that it was Jesus in those moments that I was being prayed for. He healed me of cancer. But that's not it. There's more. So not only did Jesus heal me, he completely restored my body. So with the type of cancer that I had, it's quite aggressive. But it is treatable. It's quite treatable. The kind of remission rate is very high. And so, you know, I don't want to bring any false witness. I want to make sure that we're giving God the glory for everything that he has done, because I do believe that he healed me and all the cancer went. But not only did he heal me, he restored my body. So with this type of cancer, even if the chemo works and it makes the tumors shrink and they become non-cancerous, there is always scar tissue left in your body, or maybe small parts of tumor that are benign and that aren't cancerous anymore. But there's always scar tissue. And when my consultant phoned me, she said, we can't really believe this and we don't really know what's happened. It's very unusual. It's a miracle, because your scan looks like the person that's never had cancer before, a healthy body. There's no scar tissue. There's nothing. So, and that is all Jesus, and that is what I believe he did in my life. So, yes. So I think it would be really good now if we stand and praise Jesus and sing some songs of worship to him and give him all the glory that he deserves in terms of what he's done in healing me and in terms of what he's done in our lives. And yeah, just give all that glory back to him.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have some worship now. Please feel free to stand and worship. We're going to have an extended worship time because we just want to give God the glory for that. If you're not usually with us and you feel a bit awkward standing, please feel free to sit. but just let's just give God the glory now for his just amazing love for us.